It's now time to get yourself out of your avoidance traps by making specific plans to face the situations you've been avoiding. We think you will find that this is a powerful mood-boosting strategy, even though it may seem daunting at first. Once you start, it will be easier than you think. This exercise does involve two parts. The first is coming up with a plan, and the second is visualizing yourself doing your plan. For the first part, take a moment to think about two or three situations you are avoiding. These could be situations involving people or maybe particular tasks that you've been meaning to do. These can be the same as the avoidant triggers you have previously identified. In the worksheet on page 105, start by listing these two or three situations. And feel free to pause this audio whenever you need. Then, as you've done previously, make a plan to face these situations. The plan should be specific and doable, and part of your routine if possible. As you do this, make sure to identify the first step that you will take. Pause this audio and come back to it when you have some parts of your plan written down. You don't have to have everything in your worksheet filled out to do the second part of this exercise. And this exercise, the second part that is, can help you do the first one. We do recommend that you eventually finish the worksheet. Now for the second part, we're going to ask you to imagine accomplishing the plan you made, even if it hasn't been fully fleshed out yet. This part will help flesh it out. Choose one of the situations. It could be a task that you've been putting off, and do the best you can to really visualize yourself doing your plan. And don't rush through it. Take your time with each step. The more you can connect with the visualization, the more this exercise will be helpful. So really imagine yourself being willing to go through the discomfort and doing the thing that you've been avoiding. Let's start doing this now. So in your mind's eye, see yourself starting your plan, the very first step. Take your time with this. Visualize the scene. Visualize what you're doing, and if there's anyone present. Visualize what time of day it is, etc. And then when you visualize the first step, visualize yourself taking the second step. When you've visualized yourself taking the second step, visualize yourself taking the third step, and so on until you are done. If you need time to go through this visualization and walk through each step, feel free to pause here. Now, when you're done, ask yourself if you'd like to change anything in your plan. Maybe you notice some barriers to doing your plan and have some ideas for how to overcome them. In a moment, I'm going to want you to imagine making the changes you would like and practice this visualization again, but with these changes in mind. So do this now, and then when you are done, feel free to give yourself an imaginary pat on the back. It's hard to face what you're avoiding, so good work in making the plan. And then you can take a deep breath and tell yourself you can do it. Walk through that second visualization again now.